What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and taking a leap across the pond to jolly old England. It seems that the EU has graciously extended the deadline for a Brexit deal to January 31st of next year. It's trying to drag it out, find some way for this to work. Now, Boris Johnson says that he will abandon his attempt to hold a general election if the amendments are passed allowing 16-year-olds and EU citizens to vote. This is going to get very, very contentious. They were originally planning for a 12th of December general election. Parliament is talking about these amendments to allow EU citizens and the very young to vote. And that, of course, is going to bias the results here because, you know, the very young, they've grown up with the EU. It's all they know. They don't know what life was like in Great Britain before the European Union. The older people do. So we've got to shout them down. We've got to get the young people in there. Meanwhile, we're seeing this pushback against liberalism and globalism. There have been major conservative victories in Italy and Germany, in Thuringia. Germany, the AfD exceeded expectations, came in second, getting more of the young voters than any other group. Donald Trump is going to challenge California's sanctuary law in the Supreme Court. And he's asking the Supreme Court to toss California law barring state authorities from cooperating with federal immigration officials. So the California Values Act, or Senate Bill 54, bans law enforcement from transferring criminal aliens to immigration authorities or sharing personal information about migrants. So we had a caller talking about Julian Assange. Paul Craig Roberts has an article out saying we must act now to save Julian Assange and the rule of law. And basically, it's a pitch to sign a petition over at paulcraigroberts.org to say, you know, Julian Assange must be taken care of. But at this point, the die is cast. The judge in the court in Britain has made it very obvious. It's a foregone conclusion. Assange is going to be sent back to the United States of America, and he's going to be dealt with very harshly as he told the truth, like a modern-day Socrates. Socrates was a Greek. Socrates told the truth. The Greeks killed Socrates. Okay, down in Florida, This totally tolerant liberal has been arrested for assaulting a 67-year-old man who dared to wear his MAGA hat in public. Now, the guy who was assaulted, the guy wearing the MAGA hat, was 67 years old. He's my age. And he was assaulted by Matthias Ashpil, who was 43 years old. And basically, you know, struck the 67-year-old man, Robert Youngblood. Now, Youngblood told an Indian River County Sheriff's Office deputy he was sitting at the bar of the Hurricane Grill on 943rd 15th Place with two friends when Archibald walked over and said, "You should go back to Russia, you blanking communists." Archibald then slapped the brim of Youngblood's hat before leaning over a gate and spitting on him. And apparently he was heard to say he didn't care if he had to go to jail for it. Well, you got your wish, you're on your way. Down in Florida, the police have been caught creating illegal lists for tracking gun owners. Now, according to Florida state law, statute 790.335, no state governmental agency or local government special district or other political subdivision or official agent or employee of such state or other government entity in any other person, public or private, shall knowingly and willfully keep or cause to be kept any list, record, or registry of privately owned firearms or the owners of those firearms. Government agencies found in violation of the law are committing a felony, and the cops in Florida were caught doing just that. This is coming out of amoland.com, which alleges that police in Florida are using information to compile these unlawful lists of gun owners in the state, a direct violation of Florida law. Now, despite getting caught red-handed, the Charlotte County State's Attorney's Office determined that the Charlotte County Sheriff's Department did not violate any laws in compiling the their police. They're above the law. Now, comedian Dave Chappelle just received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor at the Kennedy Center. Good, he deserved it. He praised free speech and said, it's okay for comedians to be racist. It's just a point of view. Then he went on to say that that Second Amendment exists in case the government tries to take the First Amendment away from us. Which is exactly what's happening right now. So, Dave, I hope you got your Kevlar undies on. What can I tell you? It has been 80 days since Jeffrey Epstein supposedly killed himself by hanging on his knees. That's the official story. In 80 days, nothing's happened. What's happened about that at all? Okay, pardon me. And let me reply here. All right, so this inmate who was tied to the U.S. trial of the brother of the president of Honduras, Juan Orlando Hernandez. He was apparently ambushed in prison, shot in the head multiple times before being hacked with a machete. It's to send a message someplace. And it's another reminder about just how many governments around the world, the politicians are tied in with the drug traffickers. War on drugs is a war on the competition's drugs, not our drugs. That's why CIA could get cocaine up from Central and South America during that whole Iran-Contra thing. That's why they're able to get all this opium back from Afghanistan without being disturbed. It's only the little players trying to cut in on our action. That's who the war on drugs is on. Okay, Boeing Chief Executive Dennis Muilenburg is testifying before Congress on the 737 MAX and is acknowledging that, yeah, we kind of made some mistakes on the plane here, and we meant well. And he said, we know we made some mistakes. We got some things wrong. Now, according to this article, investigations have faulted the company's design of an automated feature that malfunctioned before the crashes, driving the noses of the two planes down until they crashed. There's more to it than that. There were those new engines that were put on the standard 737 frame that had to be moved forward to clear the wings, change the aerodynamics completely. Alrighty, NASA is creating nuclear rockets to help put humans on Mars. And I'm glad that NASA's back in the space business, because they weren't really very effective as Al Gore's cheering section. Now, this is an article, I mentioned it briefly above here, that Google search is getting worse and worse. The information is throttled, get a lot of ads. I was doing some searches. I should have just gone with DuckDuckGo, but as you know, force of habit, I brought Google up and I did some search. Got a ton of ads, a lot of them not even related to the search terms. And it's becoming very slow. It's time for some new players, I think, out there in search engine land. Understand that search engines are for searching, not controlling what everybody sees, hears, or reads. That's probably one of the reasons why Google is slowing down, is the load from all of these new algorithms and filters they've put in there at the request of somebody, more than likely the Democrats. Well, a little bit of good news here. There was the so-called anti-meme law, which would have required copyright alternative in small claims enforcement. And it passed overwhelmingly in the House of Representatives. The Senate has blocked it. Now, the idea was that if somebody saw a meme at your website that used copyrighted material, they could sue you. They could make a claim. And critics are saying that it's going to stifle creativity. It's going to stifle discussion. I'm sure you all remember back in 2016 how I used memes to make my comments about Hillary Clinton here. But critics are saying this law could easily be abused for censorship and by copyright trolls who could potentially bankrupt internet users for nothing more than sharing a meme. It's also unconstitutional because the Seventh Amendment guarantees a trial by jury for civil disputes over $20. They can't just come on in there and say, we caught you painting new quotations on a picture of Hillary Clinton, and you got to give us all your money. Getting into the world of computers here, Greg Crow Hartman, who's the stable Linux kernel maintainer, basically gave a keynote speech at the Open Source Summit in Europe. And he paraphrased Winston Churchill, "I have nothing to offer but blood, sweat, and tears for dealing with Intel CPU security problem." And Chinese developers were saying this is very sad talk. And the issue has to do with a feature that Intel put on their chips called speculative execution that tries to guess what the next action for the CPU will be and sort of set things up ahead of time. Now, this is a little different than caching. This is sort of the computer CPU equivalent of a crystal ball. But it exposes data. And when it breaks down the barriers between virtual machines and cloud computing environments, it's a security nightmare. But it doesn't look like they're going away anytime soon. Linux wants to sell fast CPUs, and the security is somebody else's department. You know, there's this kind of competition going on between software and hardware developers. Software developers are relying on the hardware developers to just make faster machines so they can be sloppy in how they write the code. And the hardware developers want the software developers to write code that's easy and cheap to run. It's this lack of cooperation and coordination that's really messed things up. I remember years ago, my wife bought me a copy of the Microsoft FX Flight Simulator. And when I opened the box, there was this little printed notice right on top saying, "You will probably see that this software runs very, very slowly, but we wrote it for the next generation of computers we just know you're going to be buying in another year or two, so have patience." Basically, what it means is Microsoft couldn't get the software to work. And this is their way of bailing out of it and still going to market with it here. Over at Mozilla, they've released Firefox version 70, and apparently they've already hit a snag where Firefox 70 will not properly load the websites and page elements. Promise a fix in a future release, but they came out with a workaround. And that is to go to About Config and look for a preference called the DOM Storage Next Gen Preference. And if you set that to false, things will work. Well, the next update. This one is probably going to keep a lot of people awake at night. Apparently, it was learned just back in 2014. The U.S. military has been using 8-inch floppy disks in an antiquated 1970s computer to receive the nuclear launch orders from the president. Now, you've got to be my age to remember what 8-inch floppy disks were like. Probably a lot of you have seen the 3.5, and if you're a little bit older, the 5 3/4. These 8-inch disks were big. They hold a lot. And apparently the U.S. Strategic Command has finally announced it's replacing the drives with a highly secure, solid-state digital storage solution. But I think that sort of illustrates that the government will spend huge amounts of money on these weapon systems and then just neglect them, not update them. Now, speaking of updates, we're seeing this all over the place, so apparently Apple is really concerned about this. If you are the owner of an older iPhone or iPad, you must update their software by midnight on Saturday or risk your devices going offline. And apparently it's an issue with GPS from which the Apple software derives a time signal. And if you cannot get a good time signal, things won't work. Apparently, this is a problem with GPS that's actually been around for a while. It occurs once every 19 years. And it happened, I guess, back in April, which is not 19 years, causing some devices to lose track of time. Okay, apparently there's been a big earthquake down in Mindanao, 6.6, 2 killed, work and classes are suspended. So Mother Earth is not happy these days, which if you look at how we're behaving, certainly makes a lot of sense. Okay, now getting on back over to this. And all right. Okay, apparently White House has gone on the verbal attack against the impeachment resolution, saying it's an illegitimate sham, which it is. There's no due process for Donald Trump. And the Democrats have now introduced the bill, and it omits details about what rights Donald Trump has when the hearings go public. So it's basically, it's a blind side is what it is here. Over in Lebanon, Prime Minister Hariri has submitted his resignation in response to the ongoing anti-government protests. Apparently it's getting really, really ugly over there. And he submitted his resignation and said, I have reached a dead end today. I will head to the Baabda Palace to submit the government's resignation to President Michael Aoun. And called for the protection of Lebanon, so forth and so on. I mentioned this already, but I'm going to mention it again. The million plus Californians affected by power outages and wildfire evacuations can rest easy knowing that their governor has just formed a new working group to focus on getting messaging to de-energization areas. That's the new polite term for it. We're blacked out here. No, you're de-energized here. And apparently, it's a real problem. People aren't used to seeing California look like this. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Well, my mistake. Sorry about that. I had the mute button on. Okay. I do get tired at the end of the show. Okay, so Sid Blumenthal, who was this loyal Hillary operative, is out there suddenly making threats of litigation. He's going to sue somebody for something. And Senator Grassley, meanwhile, is seeking the identity of all of Hillary's staffers. So it looks like something big may be brewing. But of course, you know, that deep state, they've got a lot of power, a lot of influence, a lot of money. And they're going to basically do everything they can to keep their rear ends out of the Gray Bar Hotel. And I'm expecting we're going to start seeing some wet work, just like what we did with that witness connected to the trial of the president of Honduras' brother. Like we saw with Seth Rich. So, the war of words over in Pakistan and India, it's heating up. and it does look at this point like open conflict is going to be unavoidable. And Pakistan's minister for Kashmir issues a stark warning to all friends of its enemies, side with India and face our missiles. That's tough talk. And remember, both India and Pakistan are nuclear powers. They got the big ones that go boom here. Alrighty. Apparently, back over in Britain, an update on Brexit. The members of Parliament are clashing over this idea of a snap election after Brexit gets delayed again. I imagine they're probably just as fed up with all of this nonsense and as the British people are. Oh, this is wonderful. Apparently, the U.S. Navy's inventory tracking has reached a new level when they uncovered $126 million worth of aircraft parts stored in an unknown warehouse. These were components for the P-8 Poseidon, the P-3 Orion, and the F-14 Tomcat. And they're saying not only did we not know that the parts existed, we didn't even know the warehouse existed. But, you know, it's only money. It's not even our money. Just huge, huge, huge. All right, the NCAA has decided they're going to allow college athletes to get paid endorsements, profit off their name, image, and likeness. It's sort of like a pre-going pro strategy. A lot of people are going to say it's too much commercialization of what is supposed to be an educational system. Apparently, PG&E is eyeing a third major wind event and a blackout. And apparently, all six of the U.S. Navy's aircraft carriers assigned to the East Coast are in port for the same time for repairs. So, the Navy is pulling itself increasingly thin in an effort to accommodate the Pentagon's program for great power competition with Russia and China. As of the time this article was published, not one of the U.S. Navy's carriers on the Atlantic coast is ready for deployment. All six are tied up in Norfolk, Virginia, and several of these huge 100,000-ton warships returned to Norfolk for a series of overhauls. Others have encountered unexpected problems. And we're not ready. We're not ready to go to war against Russia and China. It's a mistake. Because the instant our war planners realize we're losing a conventional war, they'll resort to the nukes. It's going to be a bad day for anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock. Alrighty, we mentioned this before, going to mention it again. Insurers in California have yanked the fire coverage from 350,000 residents in response to the PG&E power blackouts and fire risk. Now, I don't know exactly what law here is. I imagine somewhere in that insurance contract that we all sign, it says, at our discretion, we can reevaluate the risk. Oh, got to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're finishing up about this story where out in California, insurers have yanked the fire coverage from 350,000 policyholders. And I'm sure there's going to be a lawsuit filed over that one. So these people, they're SOL. They've lost their homes. They've lost everything to these PG&E fires. And I'm sure the PG&E will probably declare bankruptcy to shield itself from the lawsuits. Everybody's going to be scrambling to protect the money. I think the state of California should take over PG&E and turn it back into a public utility rather than a privately run corporation. Every time something essential to life in this country is privatized and sold into the hands of a corporation, the costs go up, the quality goes down, safety considerations literally get tossed in the shredder. And that's what happened here. I don't think PG&E as a business entity is going to be around much longer. Okay, getting on over into the world of political correctness, you're going to love this one. Apparently, in a new live-action film of Cinderella, one of the fairy godmothers is going to be this gay black man. Being inclusive, we're being inclusive. And you would think that by now, Hollywood executives would have realized that when you take somebody's cherished, if you will, characters storyline and you start mucking them up, people are not going to respond very well. They don't want to be indoctrinated. It's like I mentioned with the feminized Ghostbusters. That didn't do very well at the box office. I remember when they did the remake of Day the Earth Stood Still. And Keanu Reeves' character basically said, no, I'm here to basically, you know, cleanse the earth of humans because, you know, of global warming and all the rest of that. And it was a decent movie. It didn't do well. These things don't do well. People want to see movies that make them comfortable. Okay, we've got a caller on the line, Todd, in Long Beach. Aloha. Welcome to this show. What's on your mind?
Oh, California. Thank you for taking my call, Mike. I want to talk about California. Two things. One, it's a known fact that the citizens of the state of California, the Republic of California, mind you, are paying taxes for air tankers that are supposed to fight fires that do not fly or do not exist. That's a fact. You can do what they call a CAFR, C-A-F-I-R, on almost anything here in California. You just got to know how to ask for it and what it is. It's the California Accounting Financial something instrument, something registry, where all the finances for each county breaks it down to each and every, down to even how much people are paid, and that's where you find all your fine hidden gold on where the money is. Okay,
yeah.
I don't buy it that California is broke. It may be broke in the fact that the money has been reversed into some people's hip bank national pockets, but it's certainly not broke because it went elsewhere. So, one of my thoughts is about California. And the thing with what Trump did with, which is involved three people from California when he did the thing from yesterday, take out al-Baghdadi. Well, think about it. There are three major players on the Intel board that are senators from the state of California. Was this a play to say it was al-Baghdadi? Because, listen, we've heard in the past that al-Baghdadi was killed, and he resurfaced. I can show you the reverse articles on those, okay? So who knows if he was dead or not? People can say that all they want, but they don't have the facts. We weren't there. We don't see the dead body. We don't have dental forensics. So there you go. We're going to have to take the president's word that they got him this time, okay? That's how I'm going to look at it, and I'm going to run with it. My thing is, though, is that there's a big article that came out about how Pelosi, Schiff, and one other person here in California were doing business in Syria, drug business.
Yes.
Okay. So was this to take out financial instruments that were related to the California 3? It should be California 10, because Waters is involved with that, and as well as Fan and six more. Okay, so was this Trump's little Trump card playing a joker, seeing who's got what, and let's see where the cards fall and do the raid anyways? Because we really don't know what the target was. They did carry out the raid. Okay, that's a fact. It's been done, okay? But what and who and how and when, I'm still, like, even as I'm formally trained in this kind of stuff, and I'm still reeling, okay, who did what? Where? You got a dog doing what? It died, okay? You know, did it sniff al-Baghdadi's pooty's hole and died of his nastiness? Or, you know, it's just interesting that I see a lot of things that are add up and yet don't add up, and some that the don't add up make me ponder this military operation. And Is there? Are they going to be silenced like the Golden Six coming out of Pakistan that did supposedly, quote unquote, you know, Osama, the guy there. Yeah, Osama. Yeah. Sorry, I was tongue-tied for a second. Thank you, Mike. But the point is that I've known and heard from some of my sources for a long time that lots of drugs are brought in from foreign entities through California. You're talking Pakistan, India.
Yep.
You're talking Peru. You're talking Colombia. Colombia's still producing people. Come on, let's not play. You're talking the Golden Triangle in Southeast Asia. They're still producing people. Come on. Yes. And then you have Afghanistan. So with those players producing the opium, the heroin, the opioids, and many, many tainted supplements and everything else that I've been hearing about coming and going, there certainly seems to be a lot of interesting biotechnology California-wise that is connected to all this.
Okay.
And how it's connected from there to China and back again to these people that are senators here in California. I mean, they're playing this game to the hilt. I really think that's what's going on.
Well, as this, you know, case with the president of Honduras, not to mention our own history with prohibition shows, yeah, when you have this black market in illicit substances, sooner or later, all the politicians want to dip into it.
Did you not also hear that Pelosi's daughters were somehow involved in the MS trafficking of drugs from basically the pipeline from South America through Central America through Mexico? I mean, we know about the fiberglass.
I hadn't heard that. I hadn't heard that one.
It's almost like the El Camino de Real, but just remember it's the drug one instead of the gold route. You know, instead of de oro, it's de narco. You know what I mean? Instead of de oro, it's de narco. And, you know, Mexico, fast and furious, okay? I'm still waiting on some answers from Eric Holder for the deaths of probably over 20,000 people now from those weapons. And it's climbing. And the real number in Mexico in that civil war is over 175,000 people. Okay? They're just saying that this low number in the 100,000s is a very low number because, I mean, they're finding out that people are just liquefied. They're finding areas where people are just liquefied in these 55-gallon drums, not just the one that they found in Juarez and other places, but just go all the way down to the border with the San Angeles border in Mexico. And you'll find those kinds of places all over. And I think Mexico is one of the most it's probably going to go into civil war if they don't clamp down. But, Mike, I just don't see how it's going to work when you have a bunch of 16-year-olds that are acting as federales with automatic weapons. And you have this senior guy over them that's barely pushing 30 and saying, go chop these narcos down. And those kids are so trigger happy, you know. And, you know, that goes with Rocky and the Mennonites running drugs from Mexico to Canada, right through the U.S. Okay. You know, everybody's seen that video that Vice did about Romney and his connections to Mexico drug running and the opiates and God knows what else. And then you tie that with the Mennonites that just had a big old bust. And then that fentanyl, that massive fentanyl bust. I think Trump.
Yes.
I think Trump is disgusted. I know I'm disgusted. When I look at the industries, you know, Trump just signed the Autism America Act. Thank you. I have an autistic son, so there's some things in there for me and my son.
Yeah.
But I think he's done a lot to look at the alternative, and I hope to God he's real about bringing the troops home. Really, I'm serious about that. Being a former Marine myself, I've been training in mixed martial arts for 30-plus years. My mind is I see in these mixed martial arts gyms, guys and gals just trying to refine themselves after, you know, whatever. You put the dot and the exclamation parts there. You know, so they're PTSD. I've met them. They are so just, they're in a different world, and that they are trying to come out of that world to be healed of this. War is very damaging. I mean, it's a hell on earth. It very much is. And psychologically,
the Pentagon spends all this money to train these kids to be soldiers, and when their service is up, they don't spend a penny to help them readjust to what we would call normal life.
Exactly. Exactly. They'll do it for the dogs, though, to readjust, because they have a program for that. But animals are different than human beings. We have emotions, and we have fallout derivatives, I'll call it, let's just say if you get nailed. I met a guy that got nailed with an IED, not once, not twice, not three times, but four. Basket case. Jeez. City. I mean, super phenomenal genius with computers and yada yada yes. Functioning wise in society, it's a little bit difficult because I don't know if you've heard this, but a lot of soldiers feel like they're being followed when they get home. Have you heard that?
No, I hadn't heard that. That could be a symptom of the PTSDs, the paranoia.
It could be. But I've heard that from several now, so I'm kind of thinking about some things, you know, because I do know that Obama, remember when they were running that program to take people's guns and follow soldiers around, and when they get home and when they deactivate from the service, you know, they were doing everything they could to demonize our vets. And I just don't get it. You know, the Democrats are the biggest pushers of war throughout the history here of the United States. But yet they're the ones that are the biggest ones that take the benefits away from the vets. And yet these dumb vets that live in these counties and cities of these Democrats aren't taking their locals to task and saying, hey, how are you living in a six-figure house and you keep taking from the vets and making the backdoor deals and making a 10 grand here, 50 grand here? Well, shine that. How about 5 million? You know, here or there. And the next thing you know, you see a doctor retiring. He's only, what, 45 years old? And you go, how are you retiring? You don't make that kind of money at the VA. Okay? So I think that Trump needs to hang some people in the VA. Literally expose them, exacerbate the situation to the point that they're so shamed that they have to go to live in the backwoods of Alaska or something, literally, and function as a hermit. That's my view of how bad. I mean, I'm a vet, and guess what? I won't go to the VA. Never gone. I've used private my entire life, and the reason being is I am scared to death to go in that place. Because they do, I don't care what anybody says, I think they do organ harvesting. I think they do a lot of bad stuff in there. I think they run psyops and those things to find soldiers to put them on contractor lists. Oh, you're out? Oh, good. You don't look too banged up. You're good with the, says right here in your records, you're pretty duty hot with the M240 and good with the K-bar. Oh, we need to talk to you. Here's my number. Here's my card. Give me a call at this field office. How do I know? Because that's happened to me. Okay? So So yeah, they can play all these games like some things are hidden, but it's not hidden. They're reusing, and not letting it go. Trump has got to bring our guys and gals home. They deserve it. They deserve it. Let all
they
these
deserve
other
it. They're not going to get
themselves.
It. They're already on their way back into Syria to steal the oil.
And isn't it interesting, Mike, that all the countries that we're in, they've been updating their military weapon paraphernalia, and yet, you know, it takes an arm and a leg now, and hence the California 10 that sit on that intelligence board and expenditure boards. And, you know, there's some very big military bases here. Thanks
right,
for taking my call.
You got it. We got to take another break for commercials. Got another caller waiting on the line. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. We're going to go back to the phones to Slim in Canada. Aloha, Slim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Greetings and salutations, Mike. I'm calling about two things. One, first of all, I'm going to do my little review on the Joker movie. The reason why the media doesn't like it is because there's not that many guns used in the movie, mostly knives and other uses, so they can't use their gun thing. And the only time he ever uses a gun is to protect himself from three people. So that's sort of a thing about the Joker movie that not a lot of people know about, sort of a, you know, that I was going to throw out there, first of all. And
okay.
Do you want to comment on that before I continue?
Well, you know, first of all, I'm in agreement with those who are saying that this trend of making feature films out of comic books has really gone pretty far. But as long as they continue to make money, they're going to continue to make them. I understand that this Joker movie has very little of a storyline and just a lot of gratuitous violence.
No. I wouldn't say that. It's a pretty interesting movie. I watched it. It was a lot of, you know, it was like it shows you a lot that there's an issue with mental health and whatnot, and it sort of overdoes it. It's kind of redundant, just like Hollywood is, which is really redundant with movies these days. I mean, they're all doing remakes. But that's sort of a small thing of what I called. The reason why I called mostly is what's happening in Lebanon. As you know, there's protests happening today. We had a huge victory. The prime minister just stepped down. Now, keep in mind, you're always wondering what people should do to try and make a change. Well, if you look at what's happening in Lebanon, you'll see what real change looks like. They're peacefully holding hand to hand from one end of the country to another, made a human chain. There was protests happening. A viral video went out where there was a kid in a car, and the car was stuck between all the protesters, and the kid was crying. So a bunch of the people saw the crying kid, and they started playing the Baby Shark song for the kid. It's a viral video that came out. If people want to go watch it, it's pretty awesome. But it's a very peaceful protest. There's groups of people that wake up in the morning to clean up all the garbage in the morning because they stay up all night long. The police department is giving out sweets in the morning while the army is giving out pies and stuff like that for breakfast and stuff like that. It's amazing. It's great. And I would recommend that, I would wish that something similar to that would happen in North America or America, because Lebanon is 1,000 years behind us. But for this type of revolution to happen right now, it's pretty amazing. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
It reminds me of the early days of the Vietnam protests, like up at Berkeley, where the protesters would bring the donuts and the cops would bring the coffee, and they'd have a peaceful protest. Then Reagan got on in and started saying, "We got to crack down." Anyway, Slim, need to let you go. There's the closing music.
Thanks, Mike.
So this brings to an end today's episode of our show here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please support us. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.